The African nation of the Ivory Coast has a presidential problem. Two of them, actually. After last week's runoff election, both of the main candidates have laid claim to the office. One is the incumbent, the other a challenger who's been declared the winner by the United Nations. The dispute has prompted uncertainty in a country that was engulfed in civil war less than a decade ago. NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctan is in Ivory Coast's biggest city, Abidjan. Ophébia, hello.
Greetings.
So tell us, what's happening right now?
Well, we have a mediator from the African Union in town, former South African President Thabo Mbeki, who is trying to help resolve an end to this post-election crisis, an election that was meant to draw a line under the civil war and the rebellion and the division in Ivory Coast, a country that was split in two after the rebellion of 2002-2003. So he's been busy meeting the main actors, the incumbent president, Laurent Gbagbo, who was sworn in as president again yesterday, and his rival opposition challenger, Alassane Ouattara, who also says he is president.
So, Ophébia, can you tell us a little bit more about these two candidates?
President Laurent Gbagbo has been in power for the past 10 years. He came in, swept to power, really, by the street. And when he felt he had been cheated in an election in 2000, he declared himself president. 2 years later, there was a rebellion that split Ivory Coast into the south and the north. Laurent Gbagbo controlled the mainly Christian and animist south, and then the mainly Muslim northern half of the country was taken by rebels who felt that they had been marginalized. That's also the stronghold of the opposition leader, Alassane Ouattara.
And we know what the officials are doing. So what are you hearing from voters about these, I guess, dueling presidents?
The country is jittery. Abidjan, this main city, it's true it's been a Sunday today, but has been dead quiet. Everybody is staying home, waiting to see how this crisis, a crisis that they thought was over, is going to be resolved. Now, ordinary people say what they want from their leaders is reconciliation and peace. But the election that was meant to stop all the turbulence seems to have come right back to hit them in the face. So they're saying, please find a way to resolve this so that we can move this country forward.
So where do things go from here?
Big question. Thabo Mbeki said he has seen Laurent Gbagbo. He has talked to Alassane Ouattara. He's talked to the United Nations. And there's a peacekeeping force of 9,500 here, which was part of the peace deal of 2007 and was meant to certify the elections. They have said Alassane Ouattara is the winner. The White House says he is the winner. Most of the international community is now calling on Laurent Gbagbo to step down. On the other side, you have Alassane Ouattara saying, I am your duly elected president. I'm speaking to this African Union mediator as the president of Ivory Coast. And he is also saying, I'm not going to budge. So it's going to be a very, very tough nut to crack.
NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctan in Abidjan, Ivory Coast. Ophébia, thank you for your reporting.
Thank you.